Utah is one of the driest states, and citizens are accustomed to drought warnings and plans. Last October, Governor Gary Herbert declared a state of emergency when he put a drought emergency order into effect. Now, a year later, the order has been lifted, and 2019 will now take its place as Utah's 10th wettest year recorded. Earl Creech works as an extension agronomist for Utah State University, where he researches crop production and drought in Utah.
The farmers of Utah are always thankful for any precipitation that we received, and the fact that we got a bunch of it this year is a really good thing. So this year, we've been able to enjoy terrific crops, and we're keeping our fingers crossed that that will persist into next year. And one thing that we can all be sure that we do live in the desert, and the next drought is just around the corner, but we'll be happy with what we have for this year.
Even though Utah saw above average levels of rainfall in 2019, there was still not enough for farmers to ditch their irrigation systems. Irrigation systems makes it possible for farmers to water their crops. However, supplies are limited.
Agricultural irrigators get their water through irrigation companies, and every canal company or every ditch company, they are going to have a certain amount of water allocated to them that they can use for irrigation purposes. How much water is there, and the water right that company has, and what they're allowed to take in that particular year. These farmers will have a right to a certain amount of water. You use that water. When it's gone, it's gone.
Different types of irrigation systems help farmers conserve the water supply, especially in times of drought. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.